This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Ben Nulli. Researchers at Kansas State University and the University of Missouri found a new way to prevent porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, or PRRS, in pigs. But if this helps the hog industry, could it hurt the small hog businesses in the long run? Details in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
Daryl Burt is from Marshalltown, Iowa. His hog operation is a 750 sow farrow to finish unit producing 20,000 pigs a year. Burt says the new find with resistant pigs to PRRS is a game changer because healthier pigs means more of them.
Will it allow me, being a small producer, is it going to force me out? Or will I still be able to play ball with the big boys? Because right now, I can still play ball with the big boys.
So you think if for some reason they figure this out and it goes on the market and all these pigs are healthier, that you may be kicked out of this if these bigger operations keep going?
Well, if the bigger operations keep going and the price of hogs goes down because of supply and demand, because there'll be so much supply, I'm afraid that I could be the first one out just for the fact that maybe my pockets aren't as deep. But on the other hand, I'm not going to lose as much money as those other guys too, but they got a lot more to lose and they know how to find investors and, you know, they've got all this outside money and maybe that's something where I got to turn to also is, where am I getting my money from?
Director of the National Swine Resource and Research Center, Dr. Randall Prather, says a lot has to be done before the new resistant gene is used outside the lab.
I'm not sure how it'll affect the industry because first we have to show that these animals have the same production traits as non-gene edited animals. And we also have to probably get through some sort of regulatory approvals. You know, it looks really promising. The pigs that we have, they've been raised in a laboratory setting. We haven't put them through a production system. Yeah, they appear healthy and yeah, they seem to grow fine, but we really haven't done any comparisons.
I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.